The sexiness doesn't hurt.
It's super sexy. Well, I don't know what's better, the song or the girl.
Right. I would go with the girl.
Carl, how are you? I'm going to go with the song.
I'm Latin. I mean,
okay.
Well, I would have made it nice.
Really nice. Yes, what were you going to do to it?
I was going to dump it over your head, exactly. And then, like, we would have laughed at you, and right. It would have made good radio.
Yes, but I have a show.
Aren't we all trying to make good radio in the end?
I have a show to do at 6 o'clock, and I really want.
If I dump the M&Ms over your head, you know. I still love you.
But, Ope, sometimes...
Kenny!
Sometimes...
I was going to dump him overhead like Kenny.
Ope, sometimes good radio doesn't have to come at the expense of the feelings of your friends.
That's why I added the part, I still love you.
Exactly, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
You know what I mean?
I added the love you part.
Maybe some of us have ethics before glory. You know what I mean?
I'm a fan of sexy.
Everybody is. It's very old school.
I don't know if everyone is.
Well, in these days, you know, what are you, Chris? Are you skanky or sexy?
I like the sexy man.
Everybody,
sexy.
Right,
it's
got
to be sexy. But, I mean, you know, because whatever. Born in the wrong century or something.
You're a good old Wisconsin boy.
I am. I'm from Wisconsin. If it gets too raw for me, I mean, I'm liable to have a heart attack. So, you know.
too much cheese in this?
Yeah, man. My arteries, you come out with clogged arteries where I grew up. So, you know. But, yeah, no, I like to, you know, if I had to pick between the two, it's sexy is definitely a lot more appealing to me.
Can we pour the M&Ms down your shirt?
No, you can't. The real the real thing about the peanut M&M is you can delude yourself into thinking they're healthy.
A thumbs up. At least we got one sane person in the studio.
You can delude yourself into thinking they're healthy.
He and I were dragging ourselves over here, and this girl's walking down the street, and she's got on a white linen shirt with nothing on underneath it.
Whoa.
And right, she
as it should
naked.
Be, as it should be. Then. Right. What the hell is this? Is this a Mormon podcast?
No,
no. Carl is fired up. So I was gonna I asked for the bowl of M&Ms. I was just gonna pour it over her head just to keep it festive, and then Kenny stopped me. He said, "It's a new show. We can't do that." But Kenny was smiling from ear to ear. Wouldn't that been fun?
It would have been kind of fun.
And I even said it would mean I still love you. Now I got to go to Carl. Is it a myth, the cheeses? Like a good, solid, basic cheese from Wisconsin, will that compete with any cheese in the world?
Here's the problem with really high-end cheeses, is just like sugar attracts a fly, these attract assholes. Right? So as good as this cheese could be, the person and the place you have to eat it in is awful. It's like a chemotherapy clinic. It's just you just want to die in there. It's awful.
No,
she's awesome. Isn't she an anti-vaxxer?
I think so. You should have poured the M&M's
over there. What's the matter, Ope? This is boring compared to what I was going to do.
I wonder who you think is going to win the election.
You can't turn over a new leaf and then turn the new leaf over every time you feel weak. You got to. This is called quitting. You got to change.
You go to Chicago, you got to have a Chicago dog. You got to have some Italian beef. You know, you go up to Wisconsin, you got to have some cheese and brats, man.
You go to Baltimore, you got to get the Chaps pit beef. You ever had the pit beef?
I haven't, man.
Baltimore's Chaps pit beef and a Kevlar suit.
That's what's down. I haven't, though.
Little travel tips from Carl.
The more you know.
I ate suicide wings once, and I peed, and I forgot to wash my hands.
Wow.
Dude, that fucking hurt real bad.
Wow. Imagine.
So Russ and Daughters is one of the first, might have been the first one in America that was something and Daughters, and it's over here
on
Houston.
Houston?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just went past that the other day.
The Super Heeb.
Really?
It's named that.
The Super Heap.
The Super Heap, thank you.
I think that's the guy who fired us.
The Super Heap?
No, OB, no.
Come on, I went for it. Come on.
Jesus.
Come on. Yeah, let's listen to just a little bit of this.
I started out doing well, too. That's why it goes to the 7.
The thing about nurses, they don't know shit. And that's why you die.
Now pause it for a second.
Do you tell me people have a problem with the M&M store? That place is awesome.
I like the M&M store.
I like the M&M store.
Almost no security. I eat the whole I go from there to the Twizzler thing. I'm a mess.
It's just a store
I'm
of M&Ms.
Shaking by the end of the day.
It's true. You ever wonder, why do so many people die in a hospital? Because the nurses.
It's nurses.
Funny. So it's a funny joke.
So all nurses.
It's a very funny
once
joke.
Again, all nurses.
I wonder why people die in hospital. Oh, this is the nurses.
Because nurses are all murderers.
Like to me, it's like I'm in a city. I want to go find where the locals are,
yeah.
And like see if I can get in there and survive. with these people. You know what I mean?
Well, I was getting at people are stupid.
Right. Nurse doesn't tell you to come to the hospital. She's not the specialist. Doctor is the specialist. Doctor says come to the hospital. How long do you see the doctor for? Day. They leave you to the nurses. I know you're thinking there's a lot of good nurses out there, Joe. Yeah, but it only takes one bad one. And you're fucking dead.
Never been to the Statue of Liberty. I've never been to the Empire State Building, to the top.
I have been there.
You're awful. You're a horrible human being.
He also hasn't been down the street from his apartment. He's never made a left.
I think that's true, Carl.
I was walking with him before. He's like, look at that building. I'm like, that's your house, dude.
I was standing out in front of his house. I'm like, oh, my God, you live here?
Oh, he's still overwhelmed by stuff because he doesn't go out a lot. So it's like true. A little newborn baby. He's like, it's cloudy.
If your car was broken, would you take it to the shop and go, mechanic, you know, work on this for a day, and then I, you know, then let the receptionist fuck it.
Grandpa Don, who passed away about 2 years ago, great farm till the day he died. They told him he wasn't going to be able to work anymore, and he died 2 weeks later.
No kidding.
Yeah. And 92. I mean, he's the man.
I'd be the man. Complete opposite. You tell me I don't have to work. Yeah, well, I would live forever.
You'll live to 108.
I'd be 600 years old. Extreme couponing in my basement.
I always felt the one thing both sides agreed on always, but that politicians were dumb and they weren't really going to solve our problems anyway. Yeah. Now it feels like people are arguing like, you know, the thing I keep telling people is like, we shouldn't be paying attention to politicians. We should be paying attention to the smartest people out there, like Elon Musk. And you know what he's doing right now? He's building a rocket ship to get the fuck off of Earth. And that should be a red flag to all of us. You know what I'm saying? We're yelling about Mexicans, and this dude's trying to go to space. People get mad. They're laughing, and then the minute it becomes about the thing they like, that's why people want to watch news networks that are the news they want to hear.
Right.
They want to listen to they want to live in a little hamster ball only the shit they and we've provided that now.
But Andre the Giant, we were talking about this on a past podcast, how he was so big he couldn't get into the airplane bathrooms, and he had those long trips to Japan.
Yeah.
So they had to break out a bucket and then hold up like a shower curtain and I guess what would be first class. So Andre the Giant could look at like he's giving me a look. So Andre the Giant could take a dump.
Yeah, I mean, use the bathroom. Good Lord.
I used to love wrestling, and then I saw female breast. I wrapped up the whole thing.
Let's wrap it up.
I saw it.
That changed it all.
Changed it all.
That's like the Wizard of Oz when they went from black and white to color.
Exactly.
That was your moment. Changed. Everything changed for good.
Brute 33, put it on.
Brute.
What was Bono babbling about instead of playing Red Hill Mining Town? What cause was he babbling about? Stand there and go, that's 3.5 minutes. That could have been Red Hill Mining Town.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was not.
He wasn't babbling?
It was more like just love each other. He didn't get real political on this one.
He didn't do his clapping thing again. Where he said, every time I clap my hands, a baby dies. No. And then somebody in the front says, stop clapping, you evil cunts.
Is that a real story?
You know, I had a theory about Old Spice that it had been so far removed from the public consciousness when I was going to high school that it's now it's back in it's, but that when they had just the stick with the white original, every girl I dated back in high school would be like, hey, you smell real nice. It had been so long since anybody had smelled Old Spice that they actually didn't realize Old Spice is the shit.
Yeah, you absolutely like our podcast. There are people that do certain things. You think the animal suffers?
The animal did not consent, then it would suffer like anything else.
I've seen a couple vids. I'm not gonna lie, I've seen a couple vids. I was a shock jock.
Hey,
so
can you pull down your browser history?
Oh God! Zoo near me. I've seen a couple vids. And the animal just continues to eat like nothing's going on. You've had girlfriends like that.
In the Bowie documentary, didn't he say back to the documentary thing.
Oh yeah, that's another great one.
And he says something. He says something like, "When you can no longer feel the bottom, that's when the art starts."
Right.
Or something like that. Well, I'm probably ruining
it. I agree that that's a good quote. But Opie's done it 12 times. It's exhausting. So it's, but see,
yeah, I guess.
I mean, I love you, Carl.
Opie has 37 comeback stories.
No, it's you're 100% right. I mean, I'm self-destructive by nature. I get bored, I guess.
You didn't do anything wrong last time.
No, the last one wasn't.
I'm a witness to that.
I've been fired 3 or 4 times. Oh, you
crit, joking.
You mother.
He's trying to be cool in front of the rock star, bro. He's trying to look right. Rock star. He's trying to be a douche.
I'll ask Chris, though. All right, so you're in a band. You're with a bunch of guys that you feel like you really know, right?
Yeah.
So that was our crew at SiriusXM. We had a nice little crew. Mm-hmm. And one of our guys, I thought we could, you know, have a little fun with, like we have fun with each other. So, and our buddy's in a stall. So as a goof, I'm like, hey, I'm going over the top. Mm-hmm. And I go over the top like you would do with your friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you have stories like this. Please help me.
Does it look like he does?
Chris is kind of squirming now.
My point is,
I'm shifting into Michael Corleone chair. Right.
But my point is, I would never do something like this if I didn't know the room and the people I was around.
Well,
and
did you learn something?
Wow, that's a good question. Have I learned?
Yeah. Don't spend all your money.
Well, there are other examples of this. I have a picture of all of us. It was one of the funniest days ever. And Daryl Hammond was down there, and Jim Gaffigan, and Jay Leno came in.
Right.
And Jim, he was doing the show with Jim Norton at the time. And I held up my phone. We're all five. He's in the stall. Mm-hmm. And I just took a picture of all of us in the bathroom that day because everybody was funnier than me.
Because I do edgy radio with a bunch of guys that get it. So we did all sorts of crazy ass shit like that. So it was a moment where I'm like, hey, I'm going over top, just being silly in front of all of us, because there was a bunch of us in the bathroom, and he wasn't naked. It's literally a G-rated video.
Yeah, you don't
video.
See anything.
It's literally nothing. A G-rated
he's
video.
He's super overweight, so even when he's naked, he's not really naked.
There's no human resources in rock and roll.
I was going to say.
How about there was no human resources in radio for a really long time? And they brought that nonsense into this game.
No, he got yelled at. I came in late one day, and he was in the hallway walking around like mumbling to himself. I'm like, what's the matter with you? And he was like, I've been down in the boardroom getting yelled at by about 9 guys in suits for like an hour. And I looked at him genuinely incredulous and went, you mean like real job shit?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, man, you don't have a real job. I don't have a real job, but for some reason they turned it into a real job. I don't know why you would do that, but yeah.
Well, good thing you don't have one of those anymore.
No.
He shot that right now.
They did me a favor, Chris. Yeah, I'm so much happier. I'm not happy how it all went down, but I'm so much happier. So
you are happier.
Yeah, way happier.
You ate meat the other day? That was awesome. I've always figured out that in every restaurant or alcohol company, there's always one person who has no friends and everybody hates because all he cares about is the product,
mm-hmm.
and those companies thrive. You know, like the one Lagunitas guy was a dick, but he made unbelievable beer. Yeah. That's all he cared about.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
You know,
I'm like, hey, how you doing? Good. Who are you? I'm like, I'm sorry, bro. I'm not a keg. I'm leaving. You know what I mean?
You ever see the penguin documentary? Nope. In the documentary, they got these two penguins, and someone wasn't watching the egg, and it rolled off. So this stupid mom and dad, their whole job is to watch the egg, right? They just stared at it. They didn't know what to do. And then all of a sudden, I guess the stupid thing died because they couldn't bring the egg back and keep it warm.
I don't feel bad.
You have one dumb job.
And if you can see it from where you're kind of standing, you weird little shitbird.
Dude, no joke, it rolled 3 feet.
It didn't
roll down a hill. It's right there. How dumb are you? Your egg fell 3 feet.
Stupid short bird that swims.
Ready? Because I've never seen so much chocolate in my life. An 11-pound bar, basically.
Isn't that cool?
That is great.
Quit shooting it all over me. I've had better.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. I swear to God, I'm leaving.
I kind of like Nestle's
Let
Crunch.
Let me move.
You know what I'm obsessed with, man?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with the idea of the bottom of the ninth, two outs, like just speaking a metaphor here, but just kind of follow me for one second. two outs, bottom of the ninth. How do you hit the ball? People that hit the ball. I'm obsessed with how did they do that? And a conclusion I came to was you got to only care about hitting the ball when it's time to hit the ball. Not about what's going to happen after you hit the ball, before the ball. You have to be thinking and feeling that moment completely. And I think that that's when you do that, all the shit starts to line up, right? And it's like this guy with his beer, you know, he's like, that's just eye on the ball the whole time. He's not thinking about where do I do this? What do I do? It's just, I'm going to hit the baseball. You know what I mean? And when you hit the ball, things happen. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I love your analogy, but I struck out in the bathroom that day.
Oh, yeah.
You did.
That was just swing and a miss.
I pulled my back out swinging so hard. That's why you're successful. You could have folded and said, I'm done.
No way.
But at that moment, you figured out how to hit the ball. That's why I like the analogy. And you're like, I got to get this done.
Yeah.
You only can figure it out.
And also proficient in check forgery. But that's for another
That's hitting the ball a whole different
another
way.
Another broadcast.
I can't look over there as I tell you this, but because they're going to just mock it. But got into meditation and some therapy.
Shaman.
And, I saw a shaman. That's for another episode.
A shaman.
No, he did. Sure.
I saw a shaman.
Native American shaman.
Hey, even the rock star's like, you did.
No, he said no shit.
I like it.
He said no shit in a good way.
Okay.
No shit. He was like, that's impressive. Yeah. I saw it in his eyes.
You know what, man? I think that's fucking great.
There you go.
I do. I think it's fucking great. I do. I'm being
honest. Right, I lost him.
No, he actually is being nice.
You're going to pay for it with them, but not with me. Man. I've noticed that there's so little kindness in this room that genuine kindness is seen as sarcasm.
My wife's really into yoga and meditation stuff, so I've dipped in, and then there's this Reiki master, and he does some shaman shit, so he comes over to my apartment on the Upper West Side. Oh, boy, the building was not happy when this guy walked in.
Oh, yeah?
He had the tribal drums, and he was dressed the part with all sorts of little bags of medicine.
Yeah!
He had me snort something. And I've never done heroin.
Oh, Lord.
But for a second or two, no, not a second, for probably 20 straight minutes, I'm like, is this heroin? I was freaking the F out.
Oh, wow.
It was some kind of Peruvian plant that was tobacco based. I gotta get all my info for the official shaman podcast.
Oh, my God.
But it just, I stored in one nostril, and my whole right side was just fired up. And
Welcome to my life.
And I was more than alert.
I didn't realize I was into shamans.
And then he says, you're ready for the left side. I'm like, at this point, why? All right. Yeah, and the left side, and then my body was on fire.
Wow.
And I was getting paranoid going, what the hell? Did I just do heroin or something? But it's tobacco based, and you know it's this Peruvian plant.
Yeah,
and, all right,
Peruvian plant. Yeah.
I had a lot of weight on my shoulders at the height of my success, so sure. I didn't really enjoy it as much. And I was irritable. I had an anger problem. Then I met my wife and realized, you know, I got to figure my shit out because I'm really into this. And then when I had my kids, I'm like, oh my God, get your crap together.
Yeah.
So it really started when I met my wife 14 years ago, and it took a long time.
My wife saved my life too, man.
For real?
How long have you been married?
10 years.
Nice.
I have the complete opposite story.
Carl's going through some stuff.
That's going through a thing right now.
Yeah. Carl, sure, for real.
I'm going to talk to him about the shaman. I'll talk to him with the shaman.
Carl, get the shaman, man.
Earmuffs.
Get the shaman.
Earmuffs.
Your wife probably helped you a little bit along the way.
She did, man.
Right.
And I helped her too. You know, that's the way it works. Carl, that's what you're looking for, by the way, if you're out there looking.
Didn't find it yet.
By the way, to Carl and Vic, the shaman came back twice.
Fucking boo.
Sad.
Twice.
I want to hear the story, but I don't want
to
hear
it. I don't want to know anything. I'm trying to block it out of my mind.
Because you know what? There's no shamans in New York City. My favorite sandwich in America is a Chaps pit beef sandwich in Baltimore.
And you want a crown or a trophy or something?
I'm the king of Chaps beef.
Yes, for real.
So I kind of cheated. So they had a thing. They said, you get a crown and free sandwiches for a year if you enter.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy calls me and goes, hey, asshole from the Food Network. This was for normal people. You understand? He's like, whoever got the most. And it was so embarrassing. Like, and in third place with 30 likes, Deborah from Baltimore is my first place. But 1.7 million likes, Carl is the king. And like, no one was there. I brought my own crown. I brought my own crown and scepter and had them take a picture. No one was happy. They're like, hey, Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
What a dick this guy is.
Joe DiMaggio.
Right.
I'm going to paraphrase for those big Joe DiMaggio fans in case I make a mistake.
Marilyn Monroe in the baseball bat?
No. No.
There he is.
I'm staying on the positive side, just the baseball.
All right, sorry.
So going back to the baseball.
Baseball bat.
Do you know what Joe DiMaggio said about playing ball, why he played ball so hard, why he played the way he did every day? His answer, and it stuck with me. There might be a kid in the ballpark I'm his favorite player, and he'll only see me once. And if I don't play hard, he's going to go home and think I'm no good. Yeah. I was like, shit, man, that's a good reason. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, I kind of try to keep that in my heart when we play, too.
That's awesome.
You know?
Great answer.
That's a great answer. I think that's a great place to stop this, right?
Thanks, man. I appreciate you all, man. Thanks for having me in here.
This is hilarious.
No, really. This is perfect.
And you're smart. Thank you, dude. Smarter than us. Yeah,
I'm glad the two other guys aren't here.
Oh no,
amazing.
Mark and Alex are awesome. Too.
They're amazing.
They really are. These guys are so like down to earth. That's why I don't know. We kind of hit it off from the first day.
Yeah, we did.
I've been texting people for an hour that we're best friends.
I call it the honey drippers phase for me. I was in Zeppelin. Now I'm doing the honey drippers.
I love the honey drippers.
you had a couple of good songs, right?
Kingman's a great record.
You know.
Nobody knows what you guys are talking about.
He knows the honey drippers.
Well, he's a rock star.
Well, he's going to say nobody if a goddamn musician sitting here.
I'm the nobody.
Oh, okay. All right, Carl. All right. We'll talk about La Bamba for years.
That's so funny. I hit my head.
He just banged his head.
Yeah, you're right about the studio thing.
All right, we're out of here. Chris Voss from the record company. Thanks, guys.
Awesome.
All right.
Oh, appreciate it.
OB Radio.
Doesn't caffeine just make you feel like you're not tired?
Is this guy serious? Why else would you drink this? A dog.